It is my honor to address you again on behalf of His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, President of the Republic of South Sudan, who could not be present here today given his busy schedule back home. The President is engaged in consolidating and streamlining the peace implementation process as the pre-transitional period is ending soon, and a new government of national unity shall be formed by 12 November 2019. I'm honored to be accompanied in my delegation by senior members of the political parties that are signatories to the Revitalized Peace Agreement. It is a demonstration of visionary leadership on the part of my president, who directed that they should be included in South Sudan delegation to the United Nations Assembly. I believe such an astute decision deserves recognition, as it is through the cooperation among the leaders of South Sudan that the peaceful South Sudan can be realized and emerge as a beacon of hope and peace. To this end, I urge the international community and UN member states to support the effort to bring on board the non-signatories to the peace agreement. The government and the people of the Republic of South Sudan wish to convey to the government and the people of Zimbabwe, the African Union, our heartfelt condolences on the loss of the icon Pan-African leader, Robert Gabriel Mugabe. His revolutionary role and dedicated statesmanship in the solidarity movement, in particular, will leave on a highlight of his exceptional legacy. Mr. President, I would like to congratulate you on your election as President of the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly and for the Federal Republic of Nigeria to hold this position for the second time. The Republic of South Sudan affirms its commitment to play its role in supporting the implementation of the agenda you have set for this historic session. Mr. President, the theme you have selected for this session, Galvanizing Multilateral Efforts for Poverty Eradication, Quality Education, Climate Action and Inclusion, is strongly resonate not only in my country, but the world at large. Poverty remains endemic, and there are direct correlation between poverty, lack of education, unemployment, and political instability. We are grateful for the commitment made by our development partners to reduce poverty in the Republic of South Sudan. More support is needed if we are to make effective contribution toward achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. The government of the Republic of South Sudan has initiated different programs, policies, and development initiatives to address and alleviate poverty. Mr. President, on climate change, the government of the Republic of South Sudan has updated its national determinant contribution and will embark on a clean development trajectory by investing in clean energy, by producing 1,000 megawatts of power from hydro, solar, wind, and all geothermal energy, and enhancing the realization of its people by embarking on smart climate agriculture. The government of the Republic of South Sudan is also planning to take part in the Great Green Wall Project that is being inspired by the African Union to halt the advancement of Sahara Desert southward. In addition to this, we have taken many steps towards our program to plant 100 million trees over a period of 5 years. This means approximately 20 million trees every year. On Lake Chad, Your Excellency, the President, I wish to draw the attention of this Assembly and the African Union to the continued issue of Lake Chad getting dry. An imminent solution is needed to resolve this. How to get more water into Lake Chad should be a priority of all of us. I firmly believe that once there is more water in Lake Chad, it will significantly help in halting the advancement of Sahara Desert southward. Mr. President, on education, we firmly believe it is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world, as is stated by Nelson Mandela. The Republic of South Sudan is using education to transform the life of our children and youth. We are happy to announce that we are making a progress in our national education policy, which addresses the issues of access, equity, gender parity, quality education, and we are intending to achieve Sustainable Development Goal number 4 through these strategies. We have developed a new national curriculum, and one of the key initiatives of this is the School Peace Club through our schools. We have trained 400 teachers as trainers on peace education and prevention of violent extremism. We wish to express our deep gratitude to our development partners, especially DFID, the EU, USAID, JICA, China International Cooperation Agency, Norway, Netherlands, World Food Programme, UNICEF, UNESCO, UNHCR, the Global Partnership for Education, Africa Development Bank, among others, for this support, for their support to education in the Republic of South Sudan. But we still face many challenges, and we need the support of the international community to enable us to continue expanding access to education to millions of children who are still out of schools. Mr. President, on the peace implementation process, I would like to highlight some of the success that we have made on the path to peace and stability. Last year, I stood here representing a country many skeptics had considered was on the brink of deterioration into violent conflict and doubted whether the peace agreement would hold or not. It is my distinct pleasure to inform the 74th session of United Nations General Assembly that the Republic of South Sudan is heading towards lasting peace and stability. This is demonstrated by the ongoing implementation process of the revitalized peace agreement and the willingness of all the parties to work in Juba towards the permanent resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. Mr. President, I wish to inform this assembly of historic spiritual retreat for South Sudanese leaders at the Vatican on the invitation of His Holiness Pope Francis, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the former moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland were also attendants. The retreat gave fresh impetus to the quest to restore peace and stability in the Republic of South Sudan. The prayers did not stop in Rome. The leadership of the South Sudan Council of Churches and the South Sudan Islamic Council are leading the diverse faith groups in the healing and reconciliation process and are providing spiritual guidance as we implement the peace agreement. The government of the Republic of South Sudan on 19 September had a national prayer day in the spirit of supporting this critical process of national healing and reconciliation. I wish to commend the role being played by the spiritual leaders, in particular Archbishop of the Catholic Church in Juba, Paulino Lokodo, the moderator of South Sudan Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Peter Gailwal, Right Reverend Justin Badi Arama of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan. In addition, I wish to also commend the role of Sheikh Juma Said Ali, the Presidential Advisor of Islamic Affairs, and the leadership of the Islamic Council of South Sudan, and all the religious and spiritual leaders within the Republic of South Sudan. The successful face-to-face meeting held in a friendly atmosphere between President Salva Kiir Mayardit and Dr. Riek Machar in Juba early this month offered an opportunity to deliberate on critical pending issues to pave way for the formation of a new government of national unity by 12 November 2019. Critical to the success of peace agreement in the Republic of South Sudan is engagement by the different stakeholders. The visit of Dr. Riek and his delegation last month in Juba was a tremendous milestone and has brought the much needed confidence to the leaders of different political parties and the citizens of the Republic of South Sudan. This is a move in the right direction towards achieving lasting peace. Mr. President, since the signing of the revitalized peace agreement, the overall security situation in the Republic of South Sudan is unstable. The government and the parties to the agreement have worked diligently within the various mechanisms set up under the National Pre-Transitional Committee to implement the provision of the revitalized peace agreement. In this context, the Chief of the South Sudan People Defense Forces and the Deputy Chief of Staff of the SPLA-IO are together leading and carrying out field visits to their respective forces to sensitize them about peace and prepare them for the cantonment, which are now operational, and training centers have commenced as of 17 of September 2019, as per the provision of the revitalized peace agreement. Mr. President, in addition to the aforementioned peace initiative, the national dialogue at various levels, grassroots, regional, and national people-to-people peace initiative have made significant strides towards reconciliation and healing among the diverse communities in the Republic of South Sudan. The outcome of the consultative dialogue held in the three regions of the Republic of South Sudan will be discussed soon at the national conference. It is our firm belief that the complementary three-track approaches of the peace, people-to-people peace, peace initiative, national dialogue, and the implementation of the peace agreement are the way to consolidate peace on the ground and will ensure democracy, accountability, and fighting impunity in the Republic of South Sudan. Mr. President, South Sudanese refugees in the neighboring countries and in the internally displaced person living in the United Nations protection civilian sites are voluntarily returning in large numbers to their respective states and homes. However, there is urgent need to provide them with support mechanism to ensure easy transition and reintegration into their communities. This support includes transport for the returnees, delivery of food in their respective areas, health, clean water, and educational services. Mr. President, on humanitarian access, all indicators are that the humanitarian trend in the country has remarkably improved due to the intensification collaboration between the government, the UN agencies, and development partners. There are no longer delays to delivering humanitarian aid, as the convoys are cleared instantly at the entry points. And before I conclude, Mr. President, the government and the citizens of the Republic of South Sudan would like to congratulate our brothers and sisters in the Republic of Sudan for showing the patriotism and exemplary leadership needed to amicably resolve the political impasse that many feared would go out of hand. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the new Prime Minister of the Republic of Sudan, His Excellency Dr. Hamdok, for winning the confidence of the Transitional Military Councils and the Forces for Freedom and Change to lead the interim government. For the success of the interim government in Sudan, we call for lifting of all sanctions imposed against the Republic of Sudan and the removal of the Republic of Sudan from the list of countries supporting terrorism. We call for the cancellation of all debts against Sudan and the normalization of trade and economic relationship. I wish to take this opportunity to reiterate that we are one people in two independent countries, united through our historical cultural, social ties. As such, the Republic of South Sudan will always seek to maintain very strong relationship with Sudan. This reality has made His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit, the President of the Republic of South Sudan, to take it upon himself to facilitate peace talks between the government of Sudan and the Sudanese armed opposition groups. A roadmap to realize this was signed in Juba on 12 September 2019. Further peace negotiations between the parties are scheduled to commence in Juba on 14 October 2019 for final peace settlement. We look forward to working with the new government of the Republic of Sudan towards implementing the pending issues in the Comprehensive Peace Agreement signed in 2005. Chief among those issues are common border demarcation and the settlement of the final status of Abyei. Mr. President, on Abyei, the government of the Republic of South Sudan is gravely concerned about the security situation. We applaud and appreciate both the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2445/2018 and 2469/2019, which consider most of the UN Secretary General recommendation for UNISFA reconfiguration and charted way for UNISFA exit strategy. We are still looking forward for the implementation of the provisions of those resolutions and particularly urge the UN Secretary General to accelerate the appointment of the civilian deputy head of UNISFA mission. On this matter, we repeat our request to the African Union Peace Security Council and the United Nations Security Council to finally endorse the African Union High Implementation Panel proposal for the September 21, 2012 on Abyei and seek support and enforcement from the UN Security Council. Moreover, we urge the United Nations Security Council to expedite their work towards determining the final status of Abyei. Mr. President, in conclusion, the President of the Republic of South Sudan, His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, is fully committed to the implementation of the signed revitalized peace agreement. The President is ready, together with the parties to revitalize peace agreement, to form a new government of national unity on the 12th November 2019. The transitional government of national unity will continue to consolidate peace, including preparation for an election scheduled at the end of the transitional period. We call upon the members of this assembly to extend much needed support for the new incoming government. I thank you, Mr. President, for paying attention.